Male, female, or non-binary, the question of gender identity has been drawing more attention, and it's a key theme in Luxury Blue Lace, the debut collection by Pittsburgh-based poet Sam Korfman. The 28-year-old Korfman tells 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll that the collection began during a graduate workshop at the University of Pittsburgh.
I was researching the media obsession with trans kids, and what I realized was that what I was trying to do was sort of revisit this space of my own childhood where it was not quite clear what gender-wise I wanted, and it was not clear to anyone else sort of how to respond, per se, in the early 90s.
So let's talk about this excerpt. Do you want to set this up?
So this one shows up early on without a title as a kind of, tender, direct address to myself as a child, and the kind of moment at which I gave up a kind of pleasure, a kind of dream of one sort of variable future, and began to understand that certain forms. In the poem, I call them shapes, and so form becomes a stand-in for like a life, like different kinds of shapes. Little daughter, what did you know when you felt a nameable pressure, drew shapes instead of people? Faces that became blue triangles, red squares. Today, I tried to draw those shapes again, arbitrary circles, and with each attempt thought, how, when I cannot even study a line?
Talk about those shapes a little bit. What do they a little bit more represent to
you? Yeah. So I drew a lot of figures and faces as a kid. And I was usually drawing in like pastel colors, and I was usually drawing mostly girls. And so there was a certain point, and I usually pinpoint it at around 8, at which I sort of gave up my Little Mermaid lunchbox, and I stopped doing quite as much expressive drawing in that particular way. But what I did become really interested in was like abstraction, which is maybe, I don't know that anybody quite put that together until I sort of was like, oh, that was the pivot.
And I know that it's a fraught enterprise with poets, especially to assume that the I in the poem is an autobiographical I, but it seems like there is a lot of autobiography in this book.
These poems, pretty much the I is, I think, always me, which doesn't mean that the I is always me now or consistent throughout the book, per se. Big question of the book is, like, how many I's live in the same speaker over time?
There's a line that says, it's from The Crisis 2, I guess this is, when the therapist guesses my sexual role as if such a thing were certain, it's not important whether she was right, I think, even though she was. And it made me think about how people define their sexuality or their gender and whether they need to.
There's the formulation in which gender sort of precedes sexuality, and then there's the formulation in which our gender is primarily defined by sexuality. And I don't really sort of buy that either way, sort of. The other anxiety of the book maybe is having to define yourself, right? Having to be put in a position in which you have to then say, this is the role, right? And so one of the things about that line that you read about, it's not important whether she was right, even though she was, is the sense that like, okay, like, but maybe it will change. Maybe, you know, what do we sort of lock ourselves into by saying this is true now without having a shared understanding that it might not be true later?
I saw you got a review in Publishers Weekly.
I did,
That's pretty great.
That is pretty great. That was the first moment that I had of like a stranger reading the book. One of my anxieties and difficulties writing the book was all about how much complexity can you give to a reader, and really trusting that I could give this kind of what felt to me sort of like immensely complex and indeterminate space of gender formation to a reader. And that review, I was like, oh, great. Like, you got it. So that was really wonderful.
That was 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll speaking with poet Sam Korfman, whose book Luxury Blue Lace was published by Pittsburgh-based Autumn House Press.